Community Radio, KBOO.
KBOO is proud to co-sponsor the return of Portland Folk Music Society concerts with artists who tour nationally. The five-concert series starts this month, Saturday, February 19th, with Robin and Linda Williams.
Gonna drink sweet high whiskey.
Give me a good heavy load and a clear stretch of road, and I'll let that old bulldog run.
The Portland Folk Music Series has one show every month through June. The concerts will be at the Reedwood Friends Church on Southeast Steele Street in Portland. For information, go to kboo.fm and click on Community Events.
Hello, ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to another episode of Arab Voices, coming to you from the studios of KPFT Houston since 2002. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. This show is syndicated and it airs on other radio stations in different states in the U.S. In this episode of Arab Voices, we will talk about the ongoing Israeli ethnic cleansing of Palestine, the ongoing home demolitions in occupied Jerusalem and other occupied Palestinian cities, the forced displacement of Palestinians from their land, and also air some of the remarks delivered at a recent Houston and New York protests to stand with the residents of occupied Palestine. Two protests amongst dozens held in different cities in the U.S. and around the world. The protesters also called for an end to the U.S.-supported Saudi-led war on Yemen. But before we do that, I'd like to talk about the upcoming Second Arab Bazaar in Houston. And joining us to talk about it is Bashira Edelby. She is a board member and events director with the Palestinian American Cultural Center in Houston. Bashira, welcome to Arab Voices.
Thank you, Saeed. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you on the show. Tell us about the Arab Bazaar and how did this idea come about? I know it is the second one to be held in Houston. The first one, I think, was about a couple of years ago in 2019. And how was that?
It went very well. We started it on November 9th, 2019. It was the first bazaar, Arabian bazaar that we held. We basically held this bazaar so that we can help Arab businesses advertise and showcase their merchandise.
So it's mainly to promote and highlight, and I know there are so many Arab businesses in the greater Houston area. I mean, after all, it's the fourth largest city in the U.S., and the Arab American population in this city is really huge. It's very, very large in the greater Houston area.
Yeah.
So tell us more about those businesses and what kind of merchandise or services are they offering?
We will see accessories. There will be home decor. There will be Arabic sweets. There will be Arabic spices. There will be also a vendor for coffee that will be serving all types of coffees. And we also even have real gold also being sold at that bazaar.
And this is, and by the way, I myself attended the first one back in 2019, and it was really a great event. There were so many businesses in Houston. I never, to be honest, knew that they even existed in the greater Houston area. And they were there showing their products and services and selling them. And it was really nice to see that we have such a diversity even in the offerings in the greater Houston area by Arab-owned businesses. Bashira, this is a joint effort held by not just by the Palestinian American Cultural Center, but also by the ACC, which is the Arab American Cultural and Community Center in Houston, right?
Yes. The bazaar will be held on February 12th from 11 to 7 at the ACC.
At the ACC.
at the ACC.
What's their address? Where are they located?
The address is 10555 Stan Cliff Road, Houston, Texas.
Very well. And I know a lot, almost everybody in the community knows the ACC. But this event is not exclusive to the Arab American community to attend it and to purchase merchandise or to see these services and offerings from Arab-owned businesses. It's really open for anybody and everybody in the greater Houston area to come and attend this Arab Bazaar, right?
We encourage everyone to come from any place, like from anyone can attend this bazaar. It's for everyone to attend. This is to promote those businesses and help them showcase what they have and to help them with their business. Especially small businesses that are, with these days, they need a lot of support. And that's what we're trying to give them by doing this bazaar.
And especially after almost 2 years of being dormant because of the pandemic, COVID, and I know that's why there was no Arab Bazaar last year in 2021, nor in 2020, but now it's coming up on February 12th, the second Arab Bazaar, which would be a great opportunity for those Arab-owned businesses in the greater Houston area. Tell us more about the participation by the vendors. Is that still open? Can vendors still participate?
First of all, they will have until January 31st to send us an email if they're interested in participating. The email is vendors@pachouston.org. And the deadline is January 31st to participate. And it's open to any Arab business that is interested in attending.
Very well. That's they can send email to vendors@pachouston.org, P-A-C-C-Houston.org.
Exactly.
And in terms of the participation and with COVID and the pandemic, since this is in person, I'm assuming there are special measures in place that will be there on February 12th, like social distancing, requiring masks, stuff like that for attendees?
Yeah. We are highly recommending that people wear their masks. We are going to have social distancing. There will be hand sanitizer available also for anyone who wants to use it. It's better be safe than sorry, you know, Saeed. So we want people to be safe and just wear your mask and when you attend.
Absolutely. Everybody has to be extra careful nowadays, regardless of where they go or what they do, to be on the safe side, as you mentioned. Back to the vendors. I remember when I attended the first one in 2019, there was at least one vendor that caught my attention because he had a lot of good products from out of town, from a neighboring city, Austin. Are you all open for vendor participation from outside the greater Houston area also?
As long as we receive their email before January 31st, yes. After January 31st, we're not accepting any more vendors.
And any last word you'd like to share with our listeners, Bashira, about this event?
Please come support those Arab businesses. They are here for you. They want to showcase what they have. And there will be a lot of great vendors at our bazaar. And we hope to see you. And it's open to everyone. So we welcome everyone at our bazaar.
Tell us again the date, time, location, and how can people, other than the vendors, find out more information about it?
Okay, so the place is the ACC, the Arab Cultural Community Center. It's at 10555 Stancliffe Road, Houston, Texas. The date is February 12th, 2022. It's from 11 to 7. The vendors can contact us at vendors@pachouston.org. The deadline to send us the request for participation will be January 31st.
Very well. That's the second Arab Bazaar to be held in the greater Houston area coming up February 12th, organized by the Palestinian American Cultural Center and the Arab American Cultural and Community Center. It's a great opportunity for attendees to discover and support Arab-owned businesses and strengthen the Arab community in Houston. So Bashira Edelby, board member and events director with the Palestinian American Cultural Center in Houston, was our guest to talk about the second Arab Bazaar. Thank you, Bashira, so much. We greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you, Saeed, and I appreciate you. Thank you for having me at the show.
Thank you.
Take care.
And for more information about the Palestinian American Cultural Center and to find more information about the upcoming second Arab Bazaar, visit the organization's website, www.pacchouston.org. The Israeli occupation forces continued this past week executing Israel's ethnic cleansing policy by demolishing yet another Palestinian house. The house belonged to the Salhiya family. On January 19, 2022, at 3:30 a.m. in the morning, Israeli occupation forces stormed the Salhiya house, forcibly expelled the Salhiya family from its home in the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood of occupied East Jerusalem, and demolished it. The Israeli ethnic cleansing of Palestine that started in 1948 continues to this date, while the entire world watches with no action. Israeli killing of Palestinians continues almost on a daily basis in occupied Palestine, while the world watches with no action. Israel even killed a United States citizen on January 12, 2022, in the occupied West Bank. Omar Abdel Majid Assad, an 80-year-old Palestinian American, died after Israeli occupation soldiers detained, blindfolded, handcuffed, and beat him near Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. And it was not the first time Israel murdered a U.S. citizen. Yes, there are condemnations for the Israeli terrorism against the Palestinians, but that's it. Just words with no action. And actually, the only action we see is full support for Israeli terrorism by funding and providing Israel with billions of U.S. tax dollars and military aid every year. There was outrage amongst many people in the U.S. and around the globe for the ongoing Israeli ethnic cleansing campaign against the Palestinians and the home demolitions in occupied Jerusalem and other areas in Palestine, like the demolition of Palestinian property and forced expulsions in Al-Naqab. Several protests were held on January 23, 2022 in several cities in the U.S. and around the world, including Houston, demanding an end to Israel's illegal expulsion of Palestinians and the ongoing ethnic cleansing of Palestine. I attended that protest. Let's listen to some of the remarks delivered at it.
My name is Omar, and I'm here today on behalf of the Students for Justice in Palestine at the University of Houston. We're a grassroots student-led organization committed to building power for Palestine liberation on campus. As we gather here today, Palestinians across our colonized homeland are confronting some of the worst forms of state violence by Israel. In Jerusalem neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah, Palestinians are going head-to-head with Israeli tanks after Israel's demolition of Salhiya's family home. And a knock of Palestinian Bedouin youth are tear-gassed and arrested en masse for protecting their villages against Israeli uprooting and demolition. In Al-Khayyim, Palestinian families are torn apart through the state-sanctioned murders of our youth and the demolition of our homes. We understand that these are not instances of individual violences, but a continuation of Israel's process of the colonization and ethnic cleansing, the Nakba, despite the decades of land theft, stolen resources, and exile. However, our people across the globe remain steadfast and tenacious on to build the power in the literal and figurative rumble of our homes. And as Umm Mahmoud, a mother from Sheikh Jarrah, whose son was arrested and banned from his neighborhood for 30 days, reminds us, they can detain and threaten us, but we will not surrender our land. And through awareness, Israel's colonization, through the shared videos and photos, we remember that we, as a people living on occupied Turtle Island, have the responsibility and challenging Zionism. Indeed, through the city contracts with Caterpillar and police training by Israeli occupation forces, Houston's very own city government puts thousands upon thousands of dollars into contracts and companies which arm Israel's project of colonization. Now we speak specifically to students here, our university, the University of Houston, invests millions into the companies which profit off the occupation, from Boeing to Raytheon to Lockheed Martin to Northrop Grumman to General Electric. Money that could be going to support students amidst a global pandemic is spent producing the bombs Israel rains over Gaza, the technology Israel uses to surveil Palestinians and propel their check-ins. Students challenging the occupation is more than just a figure of speech, it's a call to action. So long as our universities fund the colonization of Palestine, we must transform our university into a base for political education and organization. The university forces us into complicity, and therefore we must proactively resist. To the students, we must share the momentum of today into sustaining energy on campus. Before you leave today, please grab a flyer from one of our organizers and join the struggle on campus. To the Palestinian community broadly, join and support Palestinian youth organizing today. To those who stand in solidarity with us, to quote Mark Lamont Hill, we have an opportunity to not just offer solidarity in words, but to commit to political action, grassroots action, local action, and international action that will give us what justice requires, and that is a free Palestine from the river to the sea. In conclusion, everyone, the Palestinian cause doesn't stop here. It continues in our lives. We continue to have those uncomfortable conversations. We continue to post about Palestine and educate ourselves on what's happening there. And from our schools to work, we continue to defend Palestine. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Occupation is a crime!
My name is Tamam, and I'm a member of the Houston chapter of the Palestinian Youth Movement. I just want to thank you all for standing in solidarity with the Palestinian cause. Your presence here today shows a commitment to the Palestinian struggle and demonstrates our community's strength. As Palestinians, Arabs, and people in solidarity at large, we stand here united in resisting against the Zionist occupation forces' demolition of the Salhiya home in Sheikh Jarrah, against the demolition of the Arkik family home in Al Khalil, and against ethnic cleansing and displacement that has been taking place in Palestine since the Nakba in 1948. We as Palestinians know the Nakba never stopped in 1948. The Nakba is an ongoing project, and we are witnessing it today in Sheikh Jarrah, in Al Khalil, and in Al-Nakab. We are here today to protest against 73 years of the ongoing Nakba and to continue to resist against the Zionist colonial project. The Salhiya family has been resisting expulsion from their home for over 25 years until Zionist occupation forces invaded their Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood on January 19th at 3 a.m., trapping the family inside as Zionist soldiers separated the men, women, and children, assaulting and brutalizing them. After physically assaulting the Salhiya family, Zionist soldiers began to demolish the home, leaving 15 members of the Salhiya homeless in a matter of minutes. The Zionist regime is committed to ethnically cleansing every last Palestinian until we cease the will to return on our terrain on our land. Palestinians in Al Khalil have also been made homeless, including in Al Ramadin, where the home of the Arkik family was demolished by Zionist forces, which left 18 people homeless, including the demolition of the Abu Sabha family home in the village of Fakhit. Moreover, the Zionist entity is attempting to expel all residents from the 12 villages in Masafir Yatta in order to build a training ground for the Zionist occupation forces. The Palestinian Bedouins of Al-Nakab, joined by the Palestinians across 48, have also been resisting a forestation campaign by the Jewish National Fund. The Jewish National Fund's campaign of developing Al-Nakab targets Palestinian villages in the Al-Nakab region, where Zionist occupation forces have regularly demolished Palestinian villages. This has been an ongoing strategy since 1948, following the forced expulsion of over 750,000 Palestinian refugees and the systematic destruction of over 400 Palestinian villages during the colonial establishment of Israel. The Jewish National Fund planted forests over Palestinian villages to cover the ruins and any evidence of Palestinian life. The evidence in Sheikh Jarrah
in El Khalil and in El Nakab are evidence of the ongoing Nakba, the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians by the settler colonial state. We must reject Zionist attempts to greenwash the occupation. We will continue resisting until the land is rightfully ours and until our people secure their right of return. From the river to the sea, it doesn't end here at protesting, and we should remember to continue organizing so that we can build community power. That's why PYM is important, because we work as a collective for Palestine, and if you'd like to get connected, make sure to talk to someone in PYM. Thank you for all of your time and free.
We're
going to
have another speaker from PAC USA.
We are here today to express our deep and serious concerns regarding the escalated and unbearable level of the ethnic cleansing against the Palestinians, the indigenous Palestinians, at the hands of the Israeli military Zionist racist terrorist apartheid regime, disregarding all Palestinians' basic rights, basic human and national rights, and violating the international law, while the international community keeps silent. Ladies and gentlemen, our fellow American citizens, voters, and taxpayers, we are here to raise the level of the public awareness that Israel would never be able to continue its aggression and act like an outlaw country without the green light, the full protection, and the finance of our American consecutive administrations. And that's got to stop now. Silence is no longer acceptable regarding the Israeli crime in progress of the forceful and illegal expulsion of the Palestinians from their houses and land, especially in Jerusalem, Sheikh Jarrah, and Bat El Hawa, and Silwan, and Hebron, and so on. Silence is no longer acceptable regarding the Israeli crime in progress of the collective punishment against the Palestinians in Gaza, the West Bank, and the Palestinians' houses demolition. Adding salt to injury, Israel makes Palestinians pay for their own house demolition. It is a historic state, insane. Silence is no longer acceptable regarding the Israeli crime in progress of the land theft of the indigenous Palestinian land of Al-Naqab. Silence is no longer acceptable regarding the Israeli crime in progress on 6,540 Palestinian political prisoners illegally and inhumanely detained in 23 Israeli prisons. As we speak, ladies and gentlemen, while we hear the world talking about the women's right, there are 43 Palestinian women illegally detained in the Israeli prisons now. As we speak, illegally and inhumane, there are 225 Palestinian children in Israeli prisons now. 500 of the Palestinian political prisoners in Israeli prisons have compromised health issues, including cancer, like Nasser Abu Ahmed, who has been in coma for 3 weeks due to Israeli intentional medical negligence, and his family and lawyers are not allowed to visit. Some Palestinian prisoners are elderly, including 83-year-old. 85 of the Palestinian political prisoners have been illegally in Israeli prisons for over 20 years. 34 of the Palestinian political prisoners have been in Israeli prisons for over 25 years, 13 of which have been in prison for over 30 years continuously. Ladies and gentlemen, our fellow American citizens, voters, and taxpayers, over 200 Palestinian political prisoners already have died in Israeli jails since 1967 as a direct result of inhuman treatment, including torture and intentional medical negligence. So, with one loud voice, let's repeat: free Palestinian political prisoners now!
Free Palestinian political prisoners now!
Free Nasser now!
Free Nasser now!
Free Nasser now!
Free Nasser now!
Ladies and gentlemen, we call on the United Nations to immediately intervene and exercise their duty and moral obligation to guarantee the safety of all Palestinians and their land under the last, who live under the last occupation on earth, and this occupation has to end. We call on President Biden to use all the privileges and powers at his disposal to play the role of a true and honest world leader and stabilizer and end the Israeli occupation of Palestine. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, our fellow American citizens, voters, and taxpayers, mid-elections are coming soon. Our votes shall only be casted for the candidates who stand for the Palestinians' right to have an independent country on their historic land, with sovereignty and Jerusalem as its eternal capital, and the right of the Palestinian refugees to return to their homes and land as per the United Nations Resolutions 194. And let's chant again: free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Thank you.
My name is Hannah Thallenberg. I'm a member of Jewish Voice for Peace, and it is an honor to be here today in wholehearted solidarity with the people of Palestine. Calling for nothing less than decolonization and reparations, because there can be no peace without justice. In this pursuit, appeals to human rights ring hollow once we understand that for the powers that be, not all of us count as human. How else could a Universal Declaration of Human Rights be drafted by the same people who are perpetrating and continue to perpetrate the Nakba? When I think of humans and their inherent dignity, I think of the Sahia family and their neighbors singing of Palestinian liberation on the roof of their Sheikh Jarrah home, refusing to surrender it to Zionist forces, even if it meant burning it all down. Now the people who refuse to recognize the Sahia's humanity, who in their cowardice raided the property in the middle of a frigid night, violently assaulting and arresting family members and supporters before demolishing it. These colonizers are debasing their own humanity. A future of Palestinians returned to their land of uninterrupted life, joy, and freedom is one in which we are all whole. I call on fellow Jews to build on the momentum for liberation created by Palestinians across Palestine and throughout the diaspora. That's y'all. Lifting up their voices all the time, not just when escalations of Zionist violence make the news. We can assist this effort by boycotting, divesting from, and sanctioning the Israeli state. And as residents of the so-called United States, we must make it untenable for this government to continue funding ethnic cleansing, such as we're witnessing in Sheikh Jarrah, Al-Khalil, Al-Nakab, and throughout Palestine. Long live the Intifada, from the river to the sea.
Those were just a few of the remarks delivered at a protest held on January 23, 2022 in Houston, demanding an end to Israel's illegal expulsion of Palestinians and the ongoing ethnic cleansing of Palestine. You're listening to Arab Voices, coming to you from the studios of KPFT Houston since 2002. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. We'll be right back.
Today there's ethnic cleansing in the city of Jerusalem. The holy city bows its head in shame. Today there's ethnic cleansing in the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem betrays its own name. The city of peace betrays its own name. Voices of the oppressed cry out from East Jerusalem, like Muhammad El-Kurd in Sheikh Jarrah. 1,500 Palestinians facing eviction from Al-Bustan, Silwan, and Sheikh Jarrah. Today there's ethnic cleansing in the city of Jerusalem. The holy city bows its head in shame. Today there's ethnic cleansing in the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem betrays its own name. The city of peace betrays its own name. He says we're living on the brink of homelessness. Israel's removing Palestinians from Jerusalem. So we're living on the brink of homelessness because of war crimes of an occupying power. And today there's ethnic cleansing in the city of Jerusalem. The holy city bows its head in shame. Today there's ethnic cleansing in the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem betrays its own name. The city of peace betrays its own name. It's our home, it's our land, it's our city. How would you feel? How would you feel? It's our home, it's our land, it's our city. They are evicting us from humanity. They are evicting us from humanity. And all we want is to be treated like human beings. The city of peace should be a city everyone. Speak up, speak out, the Palestinians are rising. Speak up, speak out, the Palestinians are rising. It's time to rally, rally behind them. They are evicting us from humanity, said Muhammad El-Kurd from Sheikh Jarrah.
That was Gareth Hewitt with the song In the City of Jerusalem. Welcome back to Arab Voices, coming to you from the studios of KPFT Houston since 2002. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Let's continue listening to other remarks delivered at the protest held on January 23, 2022 in Houston, demanding an end to Israel's illegal expulsion of Palestinians and the ongoing ethnic cleansing of Palestine. Some of the participants also spoke against the ongoing war on Yemen, calling for an immediate end to the U.S.-supported Saudi-led war on Yemen.
Hello, my name is Isabel, and I'm here with Malaya Movement Texas to stand in solidarity with our Palestinian siblings. And Israeli apartheid, hands off Palestine. We stand in resistance to the forced displacement of Palestinians through the Zionist occupation forces intimidation and aggression. The terror inflicted against families in Sheikh Jarrah, Al-Khalil, and Al-Naqab will not go unnoticed. This genocidal attack against Palestinians will not be received in silence. The Palestinian families in these neighborhoods have experienced routine attempts at ethnic cleansing since the 1970s, subjecting generations of Palestinians to state-mandated terror. Destroying the livelihoods of families is a strategy of the Zionist regime to suppress resistance and grab the ancestral land of Palestinians. And we know that the stolen land in Al-Khalil is intended to become a training ground for the Israeli occupation forces. So let us not forget the insidious connections between the Israeli military and U.S. imperialism. U.S. tax dollars are funding this war against Palestinian independence and sovereignty. And as those residing with this, or with the imperial core, we have a responsibility to recognize our role in sustaining this violence. I am with Malaya Movement Texas, and Malaya in Tagalog means free. And as our name indicates, we organize U.S.-based support for genuine freedom and democracy in the Philippines. Israeli weapons are sold to the Philippine National Police and the armed forces of the Philippines. And these sales have fueled the drug war that has killed more than 30,000 of my people. Israeli police train Philippine and American police, meaning the same violence practiced on Palestinians is used on Filipinos and Black Americans, creating victims of police brutality here and in colonial projects abroad. While Filipinos and Palestinians have unique struggles, our experiences of oppression are interrelated, making our liberation a collective project. We stand in international solidarity with our Palestinian siblings and refuse to ignore the attacks on their lives and Zionist aggression and colonization. From Palestine to the Philippines, stop the U.S. war machine. Hands off Palestine.
I'd like to give you a warm, warm, extra warm welcome for our day from the Texas People's Party.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ade, but I'm going to make this short. I want to say that this is not a conflict between Arabs and Jews, as our enemies like to portray us. This is not a conflict of religious sects. This is not a struggle of ideology. The struggle for Palestine is the struggle of human beings who want to live free, free of oppression, free of segregation, free of racism, free of colonization, free of injustice. We are not only here to let the world know what's going on in Palestine. We are not only here to make demands and seek the liberation of Palestine. We are also here to celebrate a success. All of you coming here is proof that the story of Palestine is not over. Palestine is not over. We are not over. We don't care how long it takes. The enemy has trillions of dollars backed by the superpowers of the world, backed by the media of the world, backed by all the power in the world. And after 100 years of trying to destroy us, we're still here. No occupation lasts forever. No injustice lasts forever. We are here to tell the world and to tell each other that in the end, our victory is inevitable. Palestine will be free.
For our speakers, they're going to speak on Yemen and Palestine. I know you all know what's happening in Palestine, but the situation in Yemen has been rapidly escalating these past few days. So our first speaker is going to be Muhammad. Give a round of applause.
Bismillah Qasim al-Jabbarin wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-Tahirin. I begin in the name of God who crushes all oppressors. Peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad and his pure progeny. I would like to applaud you all for attending today's protest and for standing up for the oppressed and coming out of your houses. I'd also like to thank the organizers of the protest and the volunteers for their work and their efforts. Today, we stand here in solidarity with the oppressed people of this world to revive the cause of justice. While youth like me in the United States of America are wasting and spending our time on video games and social media, their youth right across the sea in a land called Palestine, where they have not seen anything but destruction, homelessness, misery, and brutality for generations after generations. I am here to pour my heart out specifically for the oppressed youth of those countries who are victims of the imperialist policies and of warmongering Western nations. Their only defense against a Zionist tanker or sniper is a stone from their bulldozed home. And while we highlight the brutalities happening in Palestine here, the illegal eviction of Sheikh Jarrah and other neighborhoods at the hands of the Zionist soldiers and settlers funded by the U.S. tax dollars. Let's not forget our Yemeni brothers facing 7 years at the hands of the Al Saud and the Emirati coalition, also funded by the U.K. and U.S. industrial complex. Thousands of Yemenis have been killed, and still today they're digging bodies from underneath the rubble. Children are starving due to the blockade and a blockade of emergency aid. I am sick and tired of hearing the hypocritical slogans of democracy and the claims of championing human rights in the West while funding a monarchy and dictatorship elsewhere, and depriving nations of basic human rights through illegal sanctions. The mainstream media refuses to cover these atrocities honestly and truthfully. And when independent journalists and media cover these protests, they are silenced and murdered by the very own people who claim to champion the banner of free speech and justice. This is all done to fulfill their motto, which is divide and rule. And that is the agenda of the imperialist and Zionist nations. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has said the arrogant powers and the colonialists have always tried to disrupt Islamic unity using various tactics. One of the most evil tricks was the occupation of Palestine and the planting of evil trees, the planting of the evil tree of Zionism. This is the heart of the Islamic nation and the Islamic countries. Similarly, Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, said, while we are bickering about folding our arms in prayer or not, the enemy is plotting to cut our arms off. Through unity, we can come out of this struggle and liberate Palestine and Yemen from imperialism and terrorism.
U.S. weapons go away.
Stop the killing right away.
U.S. weapons go away.
Stop the killing right away. While we stand here and voice the slogans for these oppressed peoples, the United Nations and several other countries have chosen silence and humiliation rather than choosing to take a stance against and supporting the oppressed people of this world. The reason why the United Nations was formed, we must not forget, was to instill peace and world order. But where is the peace in the illegal and illegitimate Zionist occupation? Where is the peace when Israel is still allowed to bomb Gaza? Why is the United Nations not speaking more about Yemen? Why are these conflicts ignored? Don't you know Imam Hussein alayhi salam, a great revolutionary, has said, staying silent when you see oppression is as if you're part of that oppression. While the United Nations still chooses to remain silent, the United States of America and its allies have a free pass to do whatever they like. They use this time breaking all UN resolutions and violating all human rights laws under full impunity. Oppressed nations who stand up in organized groups for self-defense are being labeled as terrorists, while journalists who reveal the truth are being called names and are being censored. Where is the freedom of speech? Let's open our eyes to the crimes of these bloodthirsty Zionist regimes and the lies that have been speaking to justify these crimes. If Prophet Jesus was alive today, he would not stay silent. He would not be passive or indifferent to all these injustices. He would do anything to stop the brutalities on Palestinians as well as human rights in Yemen and all the illegal and brutal wars that this nation and harsh economic sanctions that this nation has imposed on other nations. I'd like to see a world where there's peace and justice is the order of the day. And if we want peace in this country, if we want to solve the problems of institutionalized racism deeply rooted in the system, if we want to solve police brutality and the economic injustice, exploitation of resources by 1% capitalists, poverty and homelessness, then we have to stop all illegal illegal wars on other nations and bring the troops back. Stop bullying other nations and treating them like animals. Stop meddling in other nations' affairs, be it Venezuela or Iran, Syria or Afghanistan, dear brothers and sisters. If we want Palestine to be freed, if we want to see your dreams come true, then we must not stay silent, and we must make these rallies and this protest, this resistance in our daily lives by using the tools of the enemy, social media, as our tools. I can see a day in the near future where the whole world is united against one enemy, and that enemy is the oppressors, that enemy is the imperialism, and that enemy is the illegal and illegitimate Zionist regime, and then Palestine will be liberated along with Yemen, and that's the day the truth will prevail. Remember, Israel is weaker than the web of the spider. We must resist all those who seek from killing people, and we must stay strong in this path, united. Inshallah, Palestine will be liberated by the resistance, and oppression will perish from this world. The days of the oppressors are numbered, and this is a promise of God. If you're, I would like to read a quote from Desmond Tutu. He said, "If you're neutral in a situation of injustice, then you have chosen the side of the oppressors. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Down with Zionism!
Down with Zionism!
Down with the Al Saud!
Down with the Al Saud!
Down with Zionism!
Down with Zionism!
Yemen can't wait!"
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب. السلام عليكم. To everyone that's listening to me today, my name is Jafar Hadi. I'm not Palestinian, I'm not Arab, and I may be Muslim, but this is what we need to understand, that the Palestinian struggle is not a Muslim struggle. It is not an Arab struggle, it is a human struggle. I look around the street today and I see all walks of life from different backgrounds, and I feel empowered seeing my brothers and sisters, not just my Muslim brothers and not just my Muslim sisters, but my brothers and sisters in humanity. Those that understand that we, with the voice that we have, are a voice for the voiceless. Those that understand that we must stand for something or end up dying for nothing. 7 months ago, we stood on these steps amongst each other to be that voice, to tell the world that we would not sit idly to watch our Palestinian brothers and sisters' homes be demolished in Sheikh Jarrah. Today, we come together with it once again for that same purpose. The Arab nations have failed us. The United Nations has failed us, and they have failed the Palestinians. They have failed the Yemenis. We, all of us who stand here today, cannot fail them. Sheikh Jarrah cannot be lost. Musafir Yatta cannot be lost, and Al-Naqab cannot be lost. Your actions and your voices will go down in history. Don't you forget that as you live here comfortably in your homes, you have a responsibility. Be it for or against oppression, for or against genocide, the families forced out of their houses and the children going to sleep with the sounds of war in their backyards. Where you stand today affects them. Silence is violence in this case. Silence is complicity. So when I say long live Palestine, you're gonna say long live Sheikh Jarrah. Long live Palestine!
Long live Sheikh Jarrah!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Sheikh Jarrah!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Sheikh Jarrah!
And as we are gathered here today, let us not forget another people that are the victims of colonialism and imperialism. Those that, like the Palestinians, have been targeted and massacred for wanting sovereignty. They are the Yemenis. The Saudi, Emirati, and American coalition has produced the world's largest man-made famine in their country. And how resilient are they that in the face of the world's largest arrogant powers, they stood their ground? How steadfast are they that even when faced with attacks on their homes, on their schools, on their hospitals, they chose to sign away their lives to not let Yemen become another puppet in West Asia? How strong-hearted are they that even after raising the coffins of more than 10,000 children, they keep the hope alive for a free Yemen? In the past few days, the atrocious coalition has once again rained down airstrikes on these people, causing the country to enter an entire media blackout, and the Yemenis are left vulnerable. What a tragedy is it that even with the airstrike causing the media blackout, not much has changed? Why hasn't anything changed? What media coverage was there to begin with? Did the world know about the Yemeni struggle and the Yemeni resistance? Have we done them justice by standing up for their rights? If not, we stand here today and every day onwards voicing our support and telling our Yemeni brothers and sisters that their voices are not unheard, that their struggle is not overlooked. We must educate and expose ourselves and then others to the genocide that is happening in front of our eyes. I pray that there isn't a need for a protest again, shedding light on the atrocities being happening in Yemen. And that can only happen if we protest daily on an individual scale, in our daily lives, if we voice our support for the Yemenis and the Palestinians amongst our peers, amongst our colleagues, amongst strangers. And this responsibility is on your shoulders, it is on my shoulders, it is on all of our shoulders to not let the media blackout that they are trying to, that the aggressors are desperately trying to achieve, to not let that happen. Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Let's listen to another remark from the protest held in New York on the same day.
Salam.
Wa alaikum assalam.
My name is Sophie Whitney. I'm from Al Audah, New York, the Palestine Right to Return Coalition. And we are scattered. Scattered is what they want us to be. Scattered on all the lands except our own. And for those living in Palestine that scatter our attention and our emotions with cruel attacks from multiple directions, the demolitions of Palestinian homes in the name of ethnic cleansing in Sheikh Jarrah, the uprooting of Palestinians in Naqab in place of illegal settlements and greenwashed propaganda, continuously displaced and scattered. There's the animalistic ramming of Palestinians with cars, including children. Recently, it was 80-year-old Haj Suleiman, who was intentionally rammed over by Israeli police while he was trying to help settle a traffic dispute. Allah yarhamak ya Haj Suleiman.
Ameen.
Then our minds shift to the Palestinian political prisoners who fight for freedom on their land and turn, get cruel imprisonment sentences and exposed to constant torture of all forms. Like Nasser Abu Hamid, who was sentenced to 7 life sentences plus 50 years. He was diagnosed with cancer and left in solitary confinement to suffer without any medical treatment until his lungs and liver were left damaged, leading him into a coma. His mother, who has a son who was martyred, and 4 other sons who are also imprisoned, isn't allowed a normal visitation with her ailing son. Our minds are scattered to the continuous attacks on Gaza. The memories of 20-year-old paramedic Razan Najjar, who was shot and killed while helping injured Palestinians. All the faces of Palestinian families and young children who are murdered and maimed constantly. Since 1948, attack our minds in all directions. Settler colonial Israel wants us scattered, fragmented, and divided in every essence of our being. And you know this, our best antidote is to prevail by uniting our fragments, keeping our focus, our movements, and our people united, unfragmented, unscattered, until we free all of Palestine from the river to the sea. Our people united will never be defeated.
The people united will never be defeated. Our people united will never be defeated.
What you just heard were some of the remarks delivered at the protest held on January 23, 2022 in Houston and New York, demanding an end to Israel's illegal expulsion of Palestinians and the ongoing ethnic cleansing of Palestine, and also calling for an immediate end to the U.S.-supported Saudi-led war on Yemen. Human Rights Watch, one of the world's leading international human rights organizations that operates in more than 90 countries and investigates and reports on abuses happening in all corners of the world, released a 213-page report on April 27, 2021, accusing Israel of committing crimes of apartheid and persecution against Palestinians. The report is titled, A Threshold Crossed, Israeli Authorities and the Crimes of Apartheid and Persecution. In January 2021, the Israeli human rights group B'Tselem issued a report also accusing Israel of apartheid against Palestinians. The report is titled, A Regime of Jewish Supremacy from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. This is apartheid. I have links to both reports on our website, arabvoices.net, under Mentioned on Air section. Of course, Palestinians have been saying this for so many years, but prominent human rights groups are finally recognizing it. Human Rights Watch also released a 3-minute video along with its 213-page report on Israeli apartheid against Palestinians. Let's take a listen.
Apartheid. While many associate the word with South Africa, apartheid is a universal legal term that refers to severe discriminatory oppression. Apartheid is also a crime against humanity. Its definition in the 1973 Apartheid Convention and the 1998 Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court is made up of three key elements: an intent to maintain the domination by one racial group over another, systematic oppression by one racial group over another, and one or more inhumane acts as part of that oppression. Persecution is a crime against humanity under the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. It is made up of two primary elements: a discriminatory intent leading to severe deprivation of fundamental rights of a racial, ethnic, or other group. On the basis of these definitions and its research, Human Rights Watch finds that Israeli authorities are committing the crimes against humanity of apartheid and persecution. Human Rights Watch finds that the elements of the crimes come together in the occupied Palestinian territory, pursuant to an Israeli government policy to maintain the domination by Jewish Israelis over Palestinians across Israel and the occupied territory. In the occupied territory, that intent has been coupled with systematic oppression and inhumane acts committed against Palestinians living there. The Israeli government is the main authority across Israel and the occupied Palestinian territory. In these areas, Israeli officials have demonstrated a discriminatory intent to maintain domination over Palestinians by ensuring control over land and demographics by Jewish Israelis. Take the Jerusalem municipality as an example. The Israeli authority's goal is to maintain a sizable Jewish majority by boxing in Palestinian areas while helping predominantly Jewish areas to flourish. Israeli authorities maintain a two-tier system which privileges Jewish Israelis over Palestinians. The means used by Israeli authorities in the occupied territory amount to the systematic oppression needed to establish the crime of apartheid. Israeli authorities have committed a range of abuses against Palestinians. In the occupied territory, those abuses include mass land confiscation, the denial of residency rights, and the suspension of civil rights, and rise to the threshold of inhumane acts and severe abuses of the fundamental rights of Palestinians. The international community should recognize the reality on the ground for what it is and press the Israeli authorities to end apartheid and persecution.
Kenneth Roth with Human Rights Watch said, quote, while much of the world treats Israel's half-century occupation as a temporary situation that a decades-long peace process will soon cure, the oppression of Palestinians there has reached a threshold and a permanence that meets the definitions of the crimes of apartheid and persecution. And that does it for the show today. Thanks for listening. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Until we meet next week, peace on earth.
This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
The following program is a special encore rebroadcast for these unique pandemic times. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred and are no longer relevant.